Bill, good morning.
Good morning, mate. Good morning, and hello to everybody listening.
Absolute pleasure to get you on. Looking at the issue of homelessness here in Australia, what is your feeling? As somebody who deals with this on the front line, what is your feeling? Have we seen an increase in people suffering from homelessness in the past few years?
Well, it's been a huge increase, Sean, and I'm at the Sydney Homeless Connect now, and like what really strikes me is, in lots of ways, it's a trade fair for homeless people. But homelessness has become so big and so kind of inculcated in society that we just accept it now, and we don't realise we can do something about it. And it's not just, you know, giving a homeless person a blanket. It's actually finding accommodation. In London, say, 30% of all housing now has to be low-income housing. So that, but in Australia, it's nothing. So that we're not even tackling the problem, because for parliaments and governments and political parties, it's ideologically difficult for them. So people are just left to struggle.
Based on what you're seeing, what are some of the key factors that are behind the rise in homelessness?
Well, you obviously get the mental health issues and the family breakdown issues and all of those sorts of individuated issues. But the other one is purely and simply lack of jobs and purely and simply lack of low-cost accommodation for people. Like some people, after they pay their rent and their medical bills or whatever, might have 50 cents a week to spend on food. So that obviously accommodation is too great. We got a woman now who's walked in. She's got six children, you know. She's paying accommodation of $600 a week. Like, you've got people who are like part-time employees who are the working poor. All of these sorts of issues are making things very difficult for people today. So it's not just an economic issue, it's a political issue, and politicians, in a way, don't want to tackle the problem.
You know, there was a report just last week, just to highlight something that you mentioned there, Bill. There was a report last week that gave some attention to homeless people with serious diseases like cancer. And as you mentioned there, people are paying for these kinds of treatments and just not able to afford to live.
The average homeless person we see has four serious illnesses. And that has not changed in 30 years. We've been doing health surveys of homeless people for 30 years, and it has not changed. And what's really annoying to me is that government know what to do. They don't have to have committees or discussion groups or anything. They know what to do. They just don't want to do it.
So if you wouldn't mind expanding on that point for us, Bill, what do you feel the government could be doing more of?
Well, evidence shows that if you throw money at people when they first hit the streets, ultimately it saves a huge amount of money. In New York, four homeless people cost the New York government $1 million a year because they were in and out of hospital, in and out of this, in and out of the other, blah, 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 blah. And if resources had been thrown at them the moment they hit the street, things would have settled down. That's what I'm talking about making sure that there's accommodation available and support available for people immediately they become homeless. Then you don't have the problems that build up over years and years and years. And the governments know that, but they fear, you know, throwing resources at homeless people because it looks like they're getting more than, you know, Mrs. Bloggs down the road.
You know, obviously enough, there's people like yourself and organisations like the one you're running that do help, you know, try to help out with this solution. I hate to put it on organisations like that because obviously it is a government problem. For regular people and the like, you mentioned there, you know, just giving somebody a blanket isn't probably going far enough. What else can be done to help people, just from a regular person point of view?
We have a free dental service and medical service, social workers and all of that. And When homeless people come to us, with as many as we can, we put all our resources into getting them into accommodation. And we've got people who have been in getting people into accommodation who have been homeless for 25 years, you know? So it's achievable, but it takes resources and it takes effort. In New Zealand, the government has put, what, $250 million into eradicating homelessness. And that sort of money sounds a lot to begin with, but it actually saves money down the track.
And just as a final point, Bill, have you seen a great many success stories in the time that you've been doing this? Have you seen people turn their lives around?
Oh, yes. We've got, like I said, we've got a guy in accommodation now who had been homeless for 25 years. We had a fella the other day turn up. He'd been like hopeless alcoholic and got off alcohol, got his act together, and it took him 4 years to get strong enough to apply for a job. And he came to us for a pair of chef's trousers. And he, when we gave them to him, you know, we took him down the road, bought them, he burst into tears and said he was so anxious about getting the chef's trousers, he'd almost busted and drunk again, and we'd saved all of that. So we get miracles like that happening all the time.
Tremendous. Well, Bill, thank you very much. Terrific work you and your organisation are doing. Really do appreciate your time.
Thank you, mate. Thank you.